Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, you know stuff is desperate. You have Aaron Russo, who for 4.5 years has been battling cancer, hasn't done an interview in several months, is calling into the show because he got word about the petition by the RNC to shoot down Ron Paul, to remove him from the debates. We're putting up our own petition right now with the big main petition site. We're going to have a link to the other one, but we know we can trust ourselves, so we do trust the lady that's doing it. We don't know her. We're going to have our own petition written of why it's for free speech, and he is the front runner, and they're trying to cheat him and tell the RNC to stop hijacking the Republican Party. That is going up on PrisonPlanet.com very, very soon. We will have that up there for you. Aaron is writing it and filing the petition right now. We have a link to another petition up on the site as well right now at PrisonPlanet.com. But Aaron Russo popping in. Aaron, it's great to have you on, my friend. We've been praying for you.
Thanks, Alex. I appreciate that very, very much. I'm calling in because I feel like we're coming down to the final throes of what's happening in this country. They're making their big move right now to close off everything, you know, and to make sure that we become serfs and slaves to these people. And the next move is to definitely get Ron Paul out of these debates, because he has an opportunity to speak up to the American public, in front of the American public this morning.
And they know he's going to end up being a front runner when there's only 3 or 4 guys up there, and then it's over.
That's right. And this morning, I don't know if you saw this or not, but even on that ABC television show, The View, Joyce Bihar and Rosie were pushing, were discussing what Ron did.
Now, it's gone viral. They're panicking right now and saying he's a B-tier, he's not a real candidate, he needs to be removed.
But he got great press on The View this morning, Ron did. In other words, Joyce Bihar is saying, I loved what the guy said. He was right. They had another point of view about why this happened on 9/11. And that, you know, we caused a lot of our own problems with our policies over in the Middle East. And that Ron Paul was correct. And this was on national television this morning. And she got a big hand for supporting Ron Paul.
Yes, Aaron, I totally agree with you. The point I'm making here is that we are at a crossroads, as you said. And it's a blessing that Ron Paul, in his career, in his life, was in the position now to run. It is God literally giving us an opportunity, and they're scared to death of him because he is now the front runner, and they're trying to spin this and get him out of there now. What do you recommend we do?
Well, I don't know. I can't say for certain he's the front runner, but what I can say is that he's in the pack where the world can hear what he has to say and hear another point of view.
I don't know. I mean, he's the only one that can beat Hillary. He's the only one Democrats will vote for.
Rather than trying to handicap something that we know who can beat who and so on and so forth, rather than trying to handicap that, let's just say that what you want to do is make sure Ron Paul stays in the debates and that he's not permitted to be taken off the air and that we still have free speech. These guys are terrified of the fact, I don't know if they're afraid he's going to win, but they're certainly terrified of the fact that he has a voice to speak up in, and he's saying things that no one else is willing to say.
I agree. Aaron Russo, did you see the fear of Sean Hannity when he was talking to Ron Paul face-to-face?
Yeah, he wouldn't even let Ron talk. He wouldn't even let Ron speak. He was terrified, Sean. Sean was a giant a-hole, and he's a bad guy, and so is Bill O'Reilly. So are the people on Fox News. But what we have to do, this guy in Michigan who's trying to who's trying to get Ron Paul out of the debates and say this petition, we have to not just have a petition. We're going to get all 60,000 people in my organization, and I want all the people that listen to you on the radio to start calling the Republican Party, to start sending emails to the Republican Party, to this guy in Michigan.
We got to do this right now. In fact, I'm getting the numbers as you speak to the RNC nationally. To all of these people, you're absolutely right. Aaron Russo, stay there. We'll be right back. On the other side, we'll play these clips. Go to more of your calls. Continual coverage of the elite's counter-revolution against Congressman Ron Paul and the American people.
It's here.
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the shockwaves going across the country as the sleeping giant awakens has even gotten Aaron Russo battling cancer, tooth and nail, and it's a tough fight for him. We pray for him every day around my supper table. It's gotten him to call in, to be on air, folks. That lets you know how serious this is. And I'm about, in a few minutes, to give you the RNC phone number, GOPAC, and Mr. Steele is the one that launched the attack on Fox News that night and said we're going to move in the party to have him barred and kicked out. Fox News attacked Ron Paul, myself, and others this morning, saying he should be kicked out for appearing on my radio show. Aaron Russo, we have got to not, I agree, we cannot lay down while they do this. We're going to give the number out coming up here in a few minutes.
Well, it's critical. Look, right now the country's facing a deep, deep crisis. And it's particularly critical that Ron Paul stay in these debates, and we do not allow the Republican Party to throw him off, because he's the only one who's speaking the truth. Otherwise, we have nothing but a bunch of hacks up there. And the fact of the matter is that he voiced his opinion, and if he's voicing his opinion, they're trying to get rid of him. Okay, in America, you're still supposed to have free speech here. And the fact is, everybody listening to this show today, I implore you to call up the Republican National Committee.
This is an attack on your free speech and your children's free speech and their children's free speech. This is a direct attack on the first article of the Bill of Rights. The heart of America is under attack publicly by these bastards.
This is the move to completely take over and dominate the population of the United States. Ron Paul is our best hope. You know, I discussed this a few months back, but we had to have somebody run the Republican Party for the presidency.
You were talking about it with me privately, yeah.
Exactly. And I was going to do it. I got sick. Ron's a better choice than I am. Ron's up there, and Ron's facing it, and he needs our support. And we will shut down the Republican Party if we have to.
Shut them down! Shut them all down!
Let them know damn well that nobody will ever vote Republican, that the Republican Party is finished if they're going to deny free speech to the candidates and not let the voice of the people be heard. Okay? And it takes a call to the Republican National Committee. It takes a call to that guy in Michigan who's passing this around, who doesn't want Ron Paul anymore in the debate.
Yeah, his name is Saul Ananis. Ananis, excuse me. No, that was a real accident. Saul Ananis.
Saul Ananis? Is that
yes.
His name? Well, whatever his name is, we got to put out the phone numbers. We got to put out their emails. We have to inundate them with millions and millions of emails. They never try this crap again. And that we support Ron Paul, because what happened the other night with Giuliani on the debate, Ron Paul, has opened the door for us in a big, big, big way.
The floodgates.
Exactly. We have opened the door in a big way, and they got to get rid of Ron now, because they're, I'm telling you something, you know I know Nick Rockefeller, you know I know these guys are, I know their plans and their moves. They are in the stage now, the beginning of the end of the final act, to get things going, you know. And we also know that Giuliani's law firm is behind
NAFTA highways, you know.
NAFTA highway. Let that come up in the debates. Let that come up in the debates. Let all this shit come out in the debates, finally. We have a man who can get up and speak the truth about what's really happening in this country. And we cannot lose him. We cannot allow the Republican Party to lose him. We have to cause a revolt. This is the Boston Tea Party, folks. This is it. If they try to get rid of Ron Paul now, as far as I'm concerned, there's no holes barred. This is it. This is the game. Right now, we got to stop it. And everybody listening to this show, please listen to what I'm telling you something. This is the time. This is the place. This is the moment. We've got to act now and do whatever it takes. Put out those phone numbers.
You're absolutely right, and I've been unable to properly telegraph that today. I think you really crystallized it, Aaron Russo. I feel it in my gut, and I'm telling you, they look panicked. They look scared. The Democrats look scared. They all look scared, and it's not just of Ron Paul. It's on every issue. They want to put Hillary in. They know the Republicans are all dead ducks. They know they're all a pack of crooks except for Ron Paul, and they are scared to death right now because he can walk in there, and he can win that presidency.
Do you know they took my movie off Google? They censored my movie off of Google?
Yes, they've also been erasing Terror Storm and then re-uploading it, and they're playing all sorts of games right now, folks.
But they've censored my movie because Ron Paul's in the movie. They've censored my movie off of Google. Google claims they don't censor. That's another thing we should be doing. It's time to get really, really active.
MySpace officially admitted that we have the screenshot that Prison Planet is banned from being promoted on MySpace through bulletins. I mean, it's just there. Folks, that shows that we're hurting them, doesn't it, Aaron?
We're hurting them big time. I'm telling you, I know these guys. We're hurting them big time. They're terrified of us. They're afraid because we're the only ones doing it. And we've got to act now. We've got to act now, and Ron Paul is our next movement here. You know, that's our next step, to protect Ron and support him in every way that we possibly can. Get on the phone, get on your email, start sending him out by the truckload, by millions. You know, telephone calls. Keep calling up. Tell him you'll never vote Republican.
And call five people.
We're going to create a revolution here in this country. It's time for the revolution to start.
And listen, when you're done calling the RNC, when you're done calling GOPAC, and we're going to get those numbers out coming up, call your local Republican congressmen and women. Call the local RNC, and you tell them, I'm never giving money to you again. I'm never supporting you again. You pack of scum. You had better call off the dogs and leave Ron Paul alone.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Even if people don't agree with Ron Paul, they shouldn't be openly calling to restrict his free speech.
Exactly. Even if you don't agree with him, this is the whole point of what America's becoming. It's the whole point of what's happened to America and how we're going to get it back. And it's up to people like us to get it back. It's in our hands, Alex. It's in our hands and the audience's hands listening. And it's time to just stop talking about it. It's time for action. It's time for revolution. I'm telling you something. These guys are moving fast, and they know they have to move fast because they know people across this country are waking up, and they got to make it happen really quickly. And I won't be surprised if this next election is the last election we see in this country, if there is one. I'm telling you something. They got. I know how these guys think and how they operate. We have to move now. And this thing with Ron Paul has given us a great, great introduction to do this. We have a great intro to do this thing. And Ron, we have a great man there. We have a great leader in Ron Paul. And we've got to follow him to the ends and stand beside him and stand next to him as strong in every way. I have a call into Ron now, you know, and I expect to hear from him this afternoon. And I do know that I come out of show business. I know something about the press. And I know that what Rudy Giuliani did to Ron Paul on television the other night opens the floodgates for us to win big time. Everybody on Fox News is talking about what a great moment it was for Giuliani. It's the other way around. It was a great moment for Ron Paul.
Exactly, because the polls show 75% against the war. The CIA's own assessment admits that Ron Paul is right, and Giuliani is just a stumbling, bumbling, he just effuses criminality and gangsterism. I mean, it literally is like a pile of vomit, you know, compared to a statesman up there on the podium.
And then you see how Giuliani kept talking about the national ID card. And that was the base. He kept slipping it in there, and we all have to have a national ID card now. You know, it's like...
Which, by the way, is over 90% unpopular.
Of course.
All he's trying to do is have the elite watch and go, look, he's evil. He'll do whatever we say.
Well, he was there on 9/11, wasn't he? And so, he acts like... he says, I lived through 9/11. Well, millions of people lived through 9/11 in New York that day. That doesn't mean that they know how to run firearm policy. And just because she was in New York the day that happened doesn't give him any more authority in foreign policy than anybody else. And we have to stand up, because Ron Paul knows about foreign policy, and he knows it was our actions over there that have created this situation. And the press jumped all over Ron for what he said, as if somebody can't voice their point of view, as if somebody, you know, they kept saying, he's the only person. But they asked the same question to twice. Why are you running as a Republican when you sound like a Democrat? You know,
when he doesn't sound like a Democrat, the main Democratic, they're trying to make it left right.
Exactly. What they're trying to do is isolate him so he can't get the Republican primary. By saying that, it makes Republican voters not want to vote for him.
Oh yeah, we see the game plan. We see the game plan right there.
Exactly. So, and now they want to take him off the debates for saying, look, folks, who's ever listening to the show today, get on the horn. Take these phone numbers from Alex. Start calling these people. Go to my website, freedomtofascism.com. Sign on as a volunteer. Go sign on as a volunteer so we can reach you and help. Let's all work together. Let's stop all the separation. Let's work together to try and save this country. That's what this is about.
Absolutely. Now, what's happened is Ron Paul was on for a full hour last month with us, and I knew he was getting new staff legislatively and with his campaign.
Right.
And he said, now, if you have trouble getting a hold of me, just tell him I said, you know, that I want to do the interviews once a month.
Right.
Well, regardless, I literally, even though they all know who I am, and they go, no, we haven't asked the congressman, I can't get through to him now, even though Ron Paul said on the air last time he was on, the majority of his support came from this show. That is, I didn't ask for him to say that. We
right.
want to support him. I can't get through the so-called handlers now. So if you do talk to him, say, Alex Jones wants to have you on. Because Fox News, and that means the Pentagon, is afraid of that nexus point. That's why they attacked it and said he shouldn't be allowed in the debates because he comes on this show. He needs to come out even stronger and come back on this show and not give them what they want.
Well, I should be speaking to him this afternoon. And if that should happen, as I anticipate it, well, I will tell him that I will give him that message.
Yeah, just that I can't get through. I mean, I'm not even going to go to his fundraiser this weekend in Austin because I'm trying to finish Endgame, Aaron. You talk about Endgame, which, by the way, you feature in largely as folks we'll see in the film. We went down and interviewed you when you were getting treatment in Houston. And I pray for you, Aaron. I do pray for you every day. And you know I love you. And I mean, how you doing? I've been able to get a hold of you.
Well, I'm doing fine, you know. I have a lot of physical problems. You know, I'm having kidney problems, and I have the cancer problems. And, you know, I have a lot of things that I'm dealing with.
I don't want to wear you out, but when we come back, stay there then. When we come back, I'm going to give the numbers out. Get your pens and paper ready, folks. Get up to the starting line. We're going to run them over.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On May 17, 2007, gold spot, $657.60. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $678.91, $335 for half, and $167.50 for quarter ounce coins at $678.91, $335, and $167.50.
There has been talk coming from the Council of Foreign Relations of forming an American Union combining Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. and erasing economic borders. Bush met with Vincent Fox, President of Mexico, Paul Martin, Prime Minister of Canada, discussing a security and prosperity partnership. The formation of a North American Union will have a great impact on the U.S. economy. Jerome R. Corsi published the document, The Plan to Replace the Dollar with the Amero. The sovereignty of the U.S. is under attack, and Corsi uncovers the secrets and lies that surround the deceit. Call for your copy today, 800-686-2237. We the people must take a stand. That's 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Ron Paul is the Republican frontrunner. He has won all the major polls until Fox, when he was ahead 33 points to 27. And then they demonized him for 3 hours, and it went down. He was a close second, almost first. And he has got massive grassroots support for people that are politically informed. And right now, the views covering him, as we talked about earlier, we've got that up on JonesReport.com. All these other great things are happening. It is just so amazingly exciting. And let me give you the phone numbers. GOPAC is headed up by former Congressman J.C. Watts. I remember defending J.C. Watts when he used to get attacked by the Democrats. And former Congressman J.C. Watts and GOPAC Michael Steele. Now, it's Michael Steele who is saying that we need to ban Ron Paul and that the First Amendment's evil. I mean, literally, they're saying that he's winning. We've got it. Number one, they got to cheat and kick him off because he's winning. That's totally un-American, pure scum right there. I mean, that is just disgusting. Number one, they want to cheat. Number two, they want to destroy the First Amendment and the electoral process and the voting process and not let you see Ron Paul. I mean, folks, if he gets the nomination, it's over. Then, it'll be such an educational process, him up there with that witch Hillary, that we'll have a revolution regardless. Here's the number for GOPAC. Here it is. And later we're going to have these numbers posted on Prison Planet and InfoWars and Jones Report. And there with a petition, go up there, get them. This is where it can go viral, is the net. That's why we're going to put this on the web, and then it's got to go viral on the web. Go get the stories off Prison Planet, get them out. 202-464-5170. 202-464-5170. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns on this one. Get blurbs out. Get emails out. You want to write an article for us about how they're trying to slit his throat treacherously and everything they're doing? Write it. Send it to Aaron at InfoWars.com. We'll post it. We need the material, the angles, everything. Take action, people. 202-464-5170. I'm going to call them during the next break. And then the RNC, this is more important than GOPAC. You call and you let them know. We are never voting for you. This proves you're anti-gun, you're open borders, you're North American Union. We know you're a bunch of trash. But now this is it. Your party is going to end up being like the Whigs. It's over. And by the way, you remind them, William F. Buckley said 2 weeks ago that if the party doesn't get anti-war and go ahead and turn against all this, that it's dead. Your party is gone. Do you understand? Gone. And the Democrats are close, too, because their constituents are figuring out what's going on. Your party is gone, you scumbags. Maybe that's been your goal all along, though. 202-863-8500. 202-863-8500. I want cops in their squad cars. I want people hauling aggregate in their dump trucks calling. I want school teachers to say, excuse me, I've got to go to the school conference room. I want, people up on high rises riveting stuff to call. I'm going to call during the next break. RNC 202-863-8500. That's 202-863-8500 for the scumbag RNC, a pack of un-American trash. Now, you call that scum, and you let them know we're not going along with this. Aaron Russo?
I want to say that when you call the RNC, you tell them straight out, I will never, ever vote Republican again. I will switch from Republican to Independent. You'll never have me again. The Republican Party is anti-American, it's anti-free speech, and you guys better start waking up to what the people of this country want and stop being run by these goddamn friggin' neocons, okay? And stop letting the elite run this party.
Aaron, I understand you're upset and everything, but please, let's try to take the Lord's name in vain. I understand you're fighting cancer for your life
in
a hospital bed and they're attacking Ron Paul and America's dying. No, I apologize. I'm telling you not to do that, but go ahead.
No. You're 100% correct. Not a problem. And I just want to say one more thing. If they remove Ron Paul from these debates, then I'm going to tell you straight up right now, it's my call to start a revolution in this country. That's how I feel about it. That's how strongly I feel about it. It will be time for a revolution in this country, if that'll be the end of it.
Well, I mean, we're trying to do this peaceably.
Well,
and then
you can only be peaceable for so long.
No, I agree, and these bastards won't let that happen. Well, what did JFK said? He said those that make peaceful revolutions impossible make violent revolutions
inevitable.
Inevitable, yeah.
Exactly, and that's what's happening. If they take Ron Paul off the debate, it's time for America to start a revolution, folks. Because I for one, will not live in the New World Order. I will not allow these guys to control my life, to control this world anymore. I know where these guys are coming from. I will not be implanted with chips. I will not carry an ID card. None of this is going to be happening. And we've got to stop it now. And we've got to protect Ron Paul and protect our freedoms in this country, what's ever left of them, because otherwise we don't deserve...
Let me get a final word from you on the other side, Aaron. Stay there, my friend. Aaron Russo.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has never fulfilled its sole goal for existing, maintaining world peace? Do you know why? Everywhere they've been involved, it becomes worse. You can call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know the rogue nations and terrorist organizations have been purchasing suitcase nuclear bombs on the black market? Will they use them on America? You can receive an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine by calling our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again,
8822. The show, and you know, we'll let you know more about it, but obviously it was going to be the Loose Change crew on The View the 24th, and we weren't going to talk about that because we knew neocons would try to stop that free speech as well. But ABC put out a press release today on it, and the other little tidbit is I am executive producing with the crew Loose Change Final Cut, and yeah, Charlie Sheen's on board. The film is just, it's taking a while to do because it's so good, and because, you know, they're getting clearance on all the footage and the rest of it. And so I'm going to have them on sometime this week to really fill you in on the details. And I was just honored when they called me and invited me into it. I never sought it out. I guess I was the only person didn't seek out to get involved in the project, because I just like everybody out there doing their own deal, and I'm honored to be involved and to be involved in the project, and very honored to be doing that. Going back to Aaron Russo, right now, oh, by the way, I did call the RNC. The main RNC phone number, it was busy, 202-863-8500. GOPAC is just a neocon, you know, lobbying, pack that just sucks up foreign money and uses it to, you know, basically put in neocons. So the 202-464-5170 isn't as important as the RNC. Here's the key number. Call this, email this out, give this to everyone, take action, go completely insane. I mean, get aggressive, folks. I'm going to call them again after the show, and I'm going to call an hour after that until I can get through. See, the key is tonight when the phone stop ringing, you got to call again, or have your neighbors call, or call tomorrow. And just call it every day this week. Or we're going to be hearing Ron Paul, the party decided, is an evil commie because he's against big government, and we'll be not having him in the debate anymore. They'll go, that's good, another victory for America against free speech. 202-863-8500. 202-863-8500. If you don't know who your Republican congressman or woman is, or they're not in your district, in the district next to you, find out. It'll take about 5 minutes. You can go to the RNC website, you can call the Capitol, call and ask, you know, who your congressperson is. You need to know that anyways. And just call them. And we have the installed Michael McCall here, Janet Reno's top lieutenant, who's now the big Republican and owns the voting machine company. That is his father-in-law, Clear Channel does, that everybody votes for him on. Doesn't matter if he's 15 points behind in polls, he magically wins. So we do have that type of stuff going on. 202-863-8500. 202-863-8500. Call him right now. Aaron, any other comments or points that you want to make, my friend?
I think it's important that we give out email addresses to send emails to as well, because phone calls may be difficult getting through on a lot of times, and we can start inundating them with millions of emails. I think it's very important. And so we got to get email addresses out there, and we got to get to that guy in Michigan who started this petition to stop Ron Paul from being on the debate. So we've got to call every radio station besides yours across the country, any kind of patriot network, or people that stand for freedom, to do the very, very same thing that you and I are talking about doing here, and get this movement picked up across the whole country, every which place we can, every corner. This is a battle. We need everybody we can get on every level to help us. Call every other radio station host you know, and get them to be doing the same thing, like I just called you, you know, and get people on this case. I'm telling you, folks, this is it. This is the game. This is it right now. Ron's our best chance. They want to stop it.
This is the start of the final battle.
Exactly. This is the beginning of the end. And like I said to you before, I'm not afraid to say this. It's time for revolution. If they get Ron Paul off these debates, then there's nothing left. And it's time for whatever we got to do. And I'm not afraid to call for that.
Well, Aaron, we know there was a long train of abuses, and they wouldn't let candidates that won office, and they would dissolve legislatures, they would ban debates. This is the exact kind of stuff that King George did, King George III did. And, I mean, what type of revolution are you talking about?
I'm talking about, as I say on my website, you know, there's no boundaries to what you must do to preserve your freedom. And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
And what's the full Kennedy quote again? Those that make peaceful revolutions impossible make violent revolutions inevitable?
Yep. They're making this. No, if you're not allowed to protest, if you don't have a voice, eventually it's going to become violent. Because you're just stifling the people. You're suppressing everything. And they think they can...
Have you seen the new photos and footage of a guy out front of a recruiting office in Boston just standing on a milk crate and speaking out against torture, and the troops come out and beat him up, and then the cops take him to jail and say he's a terrorist?
No, I didn't see that. No. What was... God. What? Tell me that one more time, please.
Well, no, okay. It's just... It's all over the place.
I didn't see this.
No, I mean, there's photos of it, the eyewitness reports of it, and they say there's video. I'm going to get them on. But, you know, the famous Abu Ghraib picture with the guys with his hands out, and he's got, like, the blanket with his head through it and the bag over his head?
Right.
Okay, well, you know, they do that protest everywhere, standing on a milk crate, just like they did there.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that on a Boston street in front of a recruiting office, and the troops came out and just beat the daylights out of him. The cops stood there and then took him to jail.
Well, it is in there. I mean, I haven't seen that, but, you know, nothing surprises me anymore. It's you know, we've waited too long. You know, we just waited too long. It's time to act. It's time to do something.
Let me ask you a question, Aaron. Do you or do you not see fear in the neocons and the liberals' eyes on television?
Let me put you this way. What I see is that they're rushing to the goal line. They think that they're almost there, and they see resistance starting in a bigger way. And they know it's going to be a battle to get to the end. And they're trying to rush it there and stop it and keep everybody intimidated so that they get there without anything going down. You know, that's why they have this, they're printing tons of liquidity right now, the Federal Reserve is. They're trying to keep everybody thinking that prosperity in America, just by the printing of currency, they're trying to keep they keep telling you how wonderful the stock market is and this thing is. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to buy their way into the finish line. And I think what happened with Ron Paul got out of their control, and I think that they see the potential of what can happen. Remember, he won the MSNBC debates, and they didn't even announce that anywhere. Then he won the Fox debates, basically, you know, and it's starting to get around. And now you have people like The View picking up on it this morning and saying, well, what Ron Paul said was a good thing, and there's another point of view there. And now they're trying to take him off the debates altogether and silence up all the people who believe as we believe in freedom. And look, what's happening is that there's a takeover of America. America is no longer America. That's what you have to guess. All the stuff that's happening is all part of the same tapestry. It's all part of the same fabric. You know, people look at, you know, each individual little thing as if they're separate. They're not. This is all part of one big fabric. And, you know, they're trying to weave the whole cloth. And we've got to stop it now. I don't want to live in this kind of a country, in this kind of a world where they're taking us. I really don't want that.
Well, you're right, Aaron Russo, and the problem with tyranny is Michelle Malkin saying we all need to be put in camps, ban, arrest people. They wouldn't be going that public if they weren't desperate, and they are desperate. Now, I want to talk about you for a moment, because I've tried to call you a few times. You usually call me every week. I haven't heard from you in about a month and a half. I know that you're really fighting. Let's be honest. You're a tough guy. You've had cancer for over 4 years. You said you're going to fight through it. You're trying all these alternative treatments and things. Nobody on a mainline treatment would have lived this long. Aaron, we're praying for you. And I mean, how are you doing? Because I don't want to, frankly, Aaron, I don't want to hear one day, hey, Aaron's gone, without being able to say bye to you. Are you going to make it, or what are they saying?
Well, you know, nobody really knows. You know, the truth is that I feel good. Yeah, I feel mentally very, very strong. Physically, I have some definite problems, but it hasn't affected me mentally. I have definitely having kidney problems. The cancer has definitely affected my kidney. And, I'm getting renal failure, but, it keeps getting better and then getting worse and getting better and getting worse. And the truth is, right at this moment in time, I don't think anybody knows. I think it's in the Lord's hands. And all I know, what's best for me is that I keep doing what I do best and espousing my point of view and saying what I believe in. And trying to live my life in a good way, and if the Lord decides to take me, you know, I'm ready to go. And if he wants me to stay here, I'll stay here, and I'll fight till the very end. You know, it's I just doing everything that I can possibly do to take care. So I got this most of the medicine I'm taking doesn't really work for me. You know, I stopped the chemotherapy. I did it twice. I won't do that. I never did radiation. I won't do it. But I have these other kinds of machines that I'm using, you know, that deal with, you know, the vibrations in the body. One's called the beam ray machine. And, I'm using that, and I'm doing that. I'm doing some other things. And, I feel good. I mean, mentally, I feel very good. I can think. I'm working on a new movie. You know, I'm trying to write a new movie that I
Let me ask you, Aaron. Yeah. I saw you a few months ago in Houston for Endgame. Were you doing better than you were then or worse?
It depends on what your definition of better and worse is. You know,
physically.
Mentally, I'm doing better. Physically, I'd say I was pretty much in the same place that I was then in terms of...
Well, my friend, you're a trooper. Are you at home or at the hospital right now?
I'm home. You know, I don't want to spend time in the hospital. If I'm going to go, I'd rather be home, you know, my family. But, you know, I don't feel like I'm ready to go. I just don't. I don't think I'm going to
go. Well, you're not going to go. You were good at sports and everything else, a national arm wrestling champion. You know it's all about having the guts, and there's no doubt you'd have been dead years ago if you didn't have the will, Aaron. And you just hang in there for Ron Paul and America, and I'm going to call you after the show today, my friend, and God bless you.
I want to tell you something. You're an inspiration. You really are. You're an inspiration because you're really a good man. When I first started listening to you, I didn't know who you were, really. I wasn't sure about you. But I've come to know you really well, and you've done nothing but impress me. And I've got tremendous respect for you and admiration for you. You say what you believe, and you believe what you say. And you're a good guy. And, you know, it's fun for me to know people like yourself and lots of other people in this movement who stand up for what's right. You know, I've met a lot of people who I don't care for. And this movement, you know, who are just people who just want to take advantage of the situation and just want to gossip and spread things around. You got to be careful of those people. But there's some great people in this movement who understand what freedom is really about and who want to stand together. And it's time we all stood together. And like I said, you know, it might be time for revolution. They're not leaving us a lot of room anymore. You know,
let me do this. As this Ron Paul situation develops, Aaron, let me get you back up tomorrow or the next day, because this is all moving fast, and we'll talk to you then, my friend, and I'll pray for you tonight.
As you wish. Whatever you like. Anything for you, Alex.
Thank you, Aaron. Call your cell phone?
Yeah, call. You have the phone number home, don't you?
Sure.
Yeah, cool house number. And listen, everybody listening, God bless you all. Stand up for what's right. Don't be afraid of death. And just stand up for what we got to do and take the fight to them.
Absolutely, my friend. Godspeed.
God bless you.
Now, what a great guy. By the way, he doesn't like to talk about it. It's serious, folks. I mean, he's had surgery after surgery after surgery. And he has he is tough. I mean, he was in a lot of pain 3-4 months ago when I interviewed him. And I'm not going to go into any details, but... I mean, I've seen people fight cancer, die of cancer. He's tough. And he just doesn't want to die. And this whole Ron Paul thing going on, it's just so, it's good to be able to talk to Aaron because I know there'll be a time when we don't get to talk to anybody. You better kiss your wife. You better kiss your husband. You better hug your children. You better go see your grandma. You better go see your parents in that nursing home, because once they're past that gulf, folks, you're not going to see them again in this life. They're going to be out of your touch. That's why in my life, I do want to be a good person. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Doesn't mean I don't blow up at people. Doesn't mean any of that. None of us are perfect. We just got to work together, folks. I mean, all the radio networks, all the patriots, everybody, all of us have got to, you know, just have a new beginning and just focus on defeating the New World Order because they're the real enemy. All right, let's start playing the Michelle Malkin traitor as they attack Ron Paul and spew a bunch of bull. I meant to play this an hour ago. I meant to comment on every facet of it. I won't have time. Paul Watson's done that up on prisonplanet.com. Paul's beating his brains out. Tried article after article. He's kind of burnt out right now. My wife was sick last night. I got home at 2:15. She was sick last night with stomach flu and woke the children up. So I really only had a couple hours sleep. I'm kind of dingy, but I'm going to go write articles when the show's over. And edit Endgame, and do whatever it takes to defeat the New World Order. So help us get all those stories out to everybody. I mean, just go crazy. Get them out aggressively, I'm asking you. Here they are saying, kill the First Amendment, ban Ron Paul from the debates. The evil 9/11 virus has taken over. Oh, we're so evil. We need to be kicked out of the country. Here it is.
The big outrage, presidential heavyweight Rudy Giuliani versus Congressman Ron Paul. The duo's 9/11 contest got a little spicy at last night's GOP debate in South Carolina after Paul suggested that the U.S. actually had a hand in the terrorist attack.
They attack us because we've been over there. We've been bombing Iraq for 10 years. We've been in the Middle East. I think Reagan was right. We don't understand the irrationality of Middle Eastern politics.
It's an extraordinary statement as someone who lived through the attack of September 11th that we invited the attack because we were attacking Iraq. I don't think I've ever heard that before, and I've heard some pretty absurd explanations for September 11th. I had asked the congressman to withdraw that comment and tell us that he didn't really mean that.
And that was Republican versus Republican. According to a recent Rasmussen Report poll, 35% of Democrats think President Bush knew about the 9/11 attacks beforehand. The so-called 9/11 truth movement has already infected people like Rosie O'Donnell and 1 in 3 Democrats and many other Americans, evidently including Congressman Ron Paul. With me now, Fox News contributor and syndicated columnist Michelle Malkin. So, Michelle, this stuns me. It wouldn't have stunned me had it come up in the Democratic debate, but it's a jaw-dropper to see it in the Republican debate.
It is, and it doesn't belong there. And I'm glad that this moment provided great TV for Fox News. It was a very instructive exchange, but Ron Paul really has no business being on stage as a legitimate representative of Republicans, because the 9/11 truth virus is something that infects only a very small proportion of people that would identify themselves as conservative or Republican. And as you say, John, this is far more prevalent, this strain of 9/11 truther virus on the left.
All right, you're the virus and we're the cure, you trash.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Because the 9/11 truth virus is something that infects only a very small proportion of people that would identify themselves as conservative.
Stop right there. See, that's all lies. Oh, it's a very small group of conservatives. Oh, very small. 99% of Americans in CNN polls are against the North American Union. Okay, 84% of Americans believe the government's lying about 9/11. 36% in a poll over a year old now believe it's a total inside job. Shut up, traitor, and quit using group mind control politics. Back to the scumbag.
People that would identify themselves as conservative or Republican. And as you say, John, this is far more prevalent, this strain of 9/11 truther virus, on the left and in much of the mainstream of the Democrat Party, as that Rasmussen poll showed.
Why? Why did 35%...
Again, they're desperately trying to hear Republicans. We watch in television, you know, Republican versus Republican. Is Ron Paul a Republican? They're desperately trying to get mindless groupthink to switch in so that they don't lose that small percentage of conservatives that still believe that the New World Order is good. Here it is.
20% of Democrats believe it, and I think it's another 26%. Haven't quite made up their mind about it.
Well, I think part of it is what Charles Krauthammer has famously called Bush derangement syndrome. I think that pathology has taken hold among many Democrats who would consider themselves mainstream. So anything that they could do to suspect or blame him for America's problems, and particularly the terrorist attacks, they're willing to believe. I think a lot of it is just plain ignorance. And then there's a, you know, paranoid strain on the left. I talked about this in my book Unhinged, of tinfoil hat wearers who indulge in this kind of fantasy where America bears the blame for global jihad.
You know, Michelle, Rosie talks about this stuff all the time on The View. And The View has a large audience. Would this notion be as prevalent as it is if there weren't prominent people like Rosie, Charlie Sheen, and others constantly talking it up?
Well, they certainly do bear blame for mainstreaming it. Rosie O'Donnell and Alec Baldwin and Charlie Sheen, I believe. But it's there on the internet, and these people are absolutely rabid, and they are impervious to reason or logic. And it's great that we have magazines, publications like Popular Mechanics that are out there slogging every day. There are a lot of blogs as well that have been debunking a lot of these 9/11 conspiracy theories. This war is going on places like YouTube and in social networking places, but I think it's incumbent on mainstream news outlets to debunk these people, and I don't think you see nearly enough of that outside of Fox News.
Part of this 9/11 truth movement says that the United States attacked the Pentagon with missiles, that a plane did not hit it. I have never been able to understand how the 9/11 truthers then explain where is American Flight 77 and where all those people. Have you ever heard them try to explain that?
You know, I try not to spend too much time in these cesspools, but it is worth taking a visit to places like, you know, these WTC7 sites and Students and Scholars for Truth. And I note that Ron Paul has basically allied himself with these people. He appears with Students for Truth on campus, and he's appeared on radio shows like 9/11 Conspiracy Nut Alex Jones. And I would hope that that would disqualify him the next time around from appearing on stage with other Republicans.
We shall
see.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, we shall see, because trash like you is all about FEMA camps and writes articles about how we should all be put in camps. You are a criminal, Michelle Malkin. It is criminal to call for putting whole groups of people in camps and talk about banning people's free speech in debates they're already in because they should be disqualified. Listen to you, you piece of trash. All your stupid little followers. Look at you plunge in the ratings. Look at your websites fall off to nothing because people aren't buying your bull anymore. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. It all starts again at Infowars.com right now. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.